Welcome everybody, Shir number 1169. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, and Rav Aaron Zis Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and that Esther Rezel Bas Masha Shtaka Vatzlochem Bracha. Getting back to our Malacha of Shoichet, slaughtering. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about a general insect. We spoke about that if it's a dangerous insect like a bee, where in case in time where somebody's allergic to a bee, possibly mosquitoes, ticks, whereby they're carrying diseases, and again, it's a dangerous thing. So we said those are the case in times like anything else. In Shabbos, one would be allowed to kill them, no problem. If it's a danger to human life, not a problem. But now we're talking about insects in general, drowning insects, the subject of drowning insects, which is a regular insect. Somebody has, there's a fly, there's an ant, there's a spider. These are type of insects that don't bother anybody. I mean, they're not so pleasant to have around, obviously, but as far as danger and these type of things, it's not an issue. So it's a problem drowning these insects. And to the extent that we quoted the Mishabura in our Simin Shin Tezayin, that's our Simin Shin Tezayin, who said basically, you know, drowning an insect is a form of killing the insect and is not allowed to be done in a regular case in time. So I just want to read from the Sefer Shabbos Home, which we've been going through. Basically from the beginning of Malach of Shaychet, to going through some various different examples which he brings down, and we'll move on from there to other Sfarim, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach. So this brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 359, just summing up the situation of drowning an insect. He says, one may not throw an insect into water on Shabbos, for this will cause the insect to drown. He brings this down from the Mishnah Berurah, like we quoted, right? There's an insect, good, you'll tell me it's muksa, I'll flip it somehow with a piece of paper or a plate, you know, whatever, I'll get it on the plate and I'll just fling it into the sink and then turn on the water. Can't do that, right? A regular ant or spider, I can't do that. Therefore, an insect that is found on a utensil, right? Let's say he brings the first example. It's found on a utensil. I take out my spoon from my drawer, right? And there's an ant on the spoon, or there's a little bug or whatever the case is on the spoon. So what do I want to do? I want to simply wash off the spoon. So he says, therefore, if an insect is found on a utensil, it's taka also to wash the utensil. One cannot wash that spoon, right? You have to somehow get rid of the insect. By the way, in a case like that, the best thing to do, and you wouldn't be killing it, if a person has an Erev, I mean, L'chayr, if a person has an Erev or backyard and there's no question of carrying or whatever, so if the person can just open the window or the window's open just to fling it out, that's not gonna kill the insect. If you have an ant on a spoon, you know, and you flip not to flip the spoon outside, but to, you know, fling the spoon out, you know, out the window with it, shake off, basically what I'm trying to say is shake off the ant outside. Or, you know, the person usually doesn't want to shake it off just onto the floor. You don't want to have ants in the house. But even if it's outside, it's a backyard, a place and time where somebody could carry outside, you just shake it off over there. It's going to fall on the floor and run away. You know, it's not going to, that usually does not, 99% of the time does not kill the ant. Just shaking off, or if there's a spider or some other bug on a fork where, or a spoon that somebody takes out of the drawer, right? And they want to shake it out the window, shake it off. So usually the bug falls down and runs away. That doesn't kill the bug. But washing it down the drain, that is pretty much going to kill the bug. So that's what he said. So therefore, if an insect is found in a utensil, one is forbidden to wash the utensil. But like I said, just shake it outside or in a place and time whereby, shake it off in a place whereby one won't have a problem with the ant, spider, or whatever it is, or the fly, or whatever the thing is, being over there. And of course, just being careful not to kill it when they do that. We also spoke about, when we spoke about sud trapping, we said that's another way also. If there's a spider and somebody wants to get rid of it, right? We said not to trap it. Of course, you can't kill it. We said also not trapping it, but just to get it onto a plate or a cup. And the same thing we spoke about, we saw it brought down in the Sefer Oitzra Lachis. He brought down that just to get it onto a plate or cup and just fling it outside in a place whereby it's not a problem as far as carrying. And usually, like we said, that will not kill the spider, won't kill the ant or whatever, and just getting rid of it that way as opposed to washing it. So he says, he goes further, and he says also the same thing. Likewise, one is taka forbidden to rinse a vegetable which has an insect on it, right? Somebody pulls out an apple. I mean, in general, an apple is not a major problem with insects, but I pull out my apple and there's a little thing crawling on it, right? So what I'll do, I'll just put it under the water, rinse it off, and wash the insect that's crawling on my apple down the drain. So that you can't do. So likewise, he says it's taka asa to rinse a vegetable which has an insect on it, for rinsing the apple or whatever it is you're rinsing, whatever the case is, the plum or whatever the case is, and it has an insect. You're allowed to wash the, if a person, let me just explain, if a person has an apple, plum or whatever, regular vegetable, and it's clean, just for hygienical purposes, right? I want to wash off my apple. For hygienic purposes, for hygiene, I want to wash off my plum because people touched it or whatever, you know, sprays, whatever the case is, so that you're allowed to do. There is a problem of borer separating if there's actual dirt. In other words, if my apple falls on the floor, now there's dirt, and I'm so lefira moisha, whatever we spoke about in the past, if somebody's going to eat it right away, or moisha's mekel, Mishabrua doesn't like that concept. So that's as far as regular dirt goes, right? I got dirt, it fell on the floor, there's some mud on my apple, so I want to wash it off. So if a person's going to eat the apple later on, right, it got dirty on the floor, there's mud, there's particles of dirt on my apple, so I want to wash it off. So if a person's going to eat the apple later on, so that you're not allowed to wash off at all. But if they're going to eat it right away, so Lefi Ramosha, he said, Ramosha brought down as far as borer goes, separating the dirt from the apple, you can't soak it, but to wash it, Ramosha says, okay, as long as you're going to eat it right away, but if you're not going to eat it right away, it's a problem. Mishabrua said, even that much you can do, but to soak the vegetable, that you can never do. That's in Sharon Esakashin, and we spoke about that in the past when we spoke about borer a long, long time ago, soaking vegetables not allowed. But now we're seeing another, and even to soak vegetables, even if you're going to eat it right away. That Rav Moshe was talking about only washing it off. Okay, so now we're getting back to our subject, but there's another problem, which is our malacha, and that is a malacha of shoychet, slaughtering. If I go and wash off the, if a person soaks vegetables, let's say, which they're not allowed to do for borer, right? But now the other problem is that they're also killing the insects that are there also. So you have two problems. You have borer, which you're not allowed to soak vegetables that are, that have dirt on them. And also, you're killing the insects if there's insects in those vegetables. So you have two problems. Okay. So now, just one more thing I wanted to mention. If a person has a clean apple, a clean plum, it's clean. That's it. Basically clean, just for hygienic purposes, for hygiene, I want to wash it, so then the place can say, that's fine. There's no dirt on it. It's just, you know, people touch it and the sprays or whatever the case is, I want to rinse it off, so that's allowed to be done to eat, according to everybody. That's not the issue. But now we're talking about a case, a person pulls out the apple, plum, or whatever, and it's clean, but there's a little thing crawling on it, right? There's a little bug crawling on it, or whatever the case is. So I want to give it a rinse off, so that you can do also, because of the fact that this is our malacha of shoychet, slaughtering. So that's how he brings it down. One who wishes to remove an insect from a vegetable. Okay, so before he says that, so likewise, one is forbidden to rinse a vegetable which has an insect on it, for rinsing will kill the insect. So he explains, one who wishes to remove the insect from the vegetable should cut off a piece of the vegetable upon which the insect is found. Cutting the vegetables is necessary to avoid violating the malacha of borer, separating. Now, as far as that, he brings down as far as that, the cutting, so it's two things. Number one, you're not killing the insect, but the way he's explaining, even if possibly the insect might even be dead, but be it as it may, you cut off a piece of that little piece of the vegetable where the bug is on, and, you know, you get rid of it. So like this, you're taking off good from good. You take vegetable, you're taking, let's say on a plum, for example, let's take a case. We have a plum, and there's a little bug on it. So I cut off a little shtickle, a little piece where the insect is of the plum, and I, you know, get rid of that. So therefore, there's no questions at all of borer. I'm just taking plum from plum. But even in that case, so then one has good. So that you avoided the whole borer shaila, if there will be a borer shaila in that case. But now the question is, you have to be careful if the insect, you have a live insect over there, just to do it, to get rid of it in a way whereby it won't be killing the insect or actually trapping the insect, possibly throwing it into a large garbage can, whereby you're not getting rid of the insect, whereby you're not killing the insect, will be okay. because in effect you're not really trapping the insect also if it's a large garbage can. But if it's a small garbage can, it could be more problematic. Okay, but be it as it may, like we said before, if you cut off a little piece of the vegetable, you can't, to wash it, you can't. So then you cut off a little piece of that plum, let's say, or the little piece of the apple, now you have the insect, and if it's still alive and whatever, the insect is, assuming the insect is alive, so like we said before, then that little piece of apple, before you throw it in the garbage can, because maybe you'll kill it in the garbage can, or maybe it'll be have a lock of being trapped in the garbage can, if it's a smaller garbage can. So be it as it may, just to, you know, like we said before, the same concept, fling it out in a place where there's an air or whatever, and just making sure to get rid of it. Again, being careful not to kill it, and trying to avoid the issues of trapping it also if it's a smaller, smaller garbage can. A larger garbage can could be easier if the person knows for sure they're not going to be killing it, they just throw it in there, so it's never really trapped. It still runs around in a large garbage can. But a smaller garbage can could be more problematic as far as the trapping goes. Okay, we'll continue on this subject of, drowning insects, upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.